You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Right now, we have an interview with Jeff from Good Space.
Kia ora.
How you doing, Jeff?
I'm going good, bro. And yourself?
I'm great, man. I'm great. It's great to have you on. So we're here to... You're here to celebrate the release of your new single, Do What You Need.
Absolutely, bro.
Yeah.
Have you heard
it? I have heard it. I really liked it, man. I really liked it. So you're a solo artist mostly, but you do make good use of collaborators.
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you mind telling me and the audience about the collaborators on this track?
So Good Space is like a solo project, but it's like every track is like a new kind of collaboration, and I try to curate every collaboration on a track-by-track basis. But in this case, it was like a four-piece indie band. Lloyd Kennedy, Jamie Martell, myself, and Callum Lee. And we got into Lab Studios last year sometime with our producers Maria Peterson and Andrew McLaren, and just spent about 3 days recording with a bit of help from New Zealand on their music.
Great. Is there any like message or takeaway that you want people to have when they listen to your song from you, the artist? Because I know that as a listener, when you listen to a song, sometimes you'll get your own kind of idea, you'll form your own meaning, associate that with the song, but I'd love to hear what your meaning behind it is.
Right. I mean, yeah, I totally have the same kind of, I guess, philosophical approach to, like, once the song's out, it's like no longer mine, and whatever the listener takes from it, that's what the song is now.
Yeah.
But I guess for me, like, the song is just like, it's like kind of this, it's the peak of our songwriting as a band, I'd say. Like, as a four-piece band, like, each having an equal amount of input, like, really bouncing ideas. Because, like, we workshopped this song over, like, months, and it was, like, sometimes laborious, sometimes, like, yeah, breakthrough moments.
Yeah, sometimes all the pieces fall into place, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just, like, the beauty of a band, I guess. Like, yeah. I don't think there are many true bands in the world, and having a true band moment, that's what's special for me, I guess.
Which might, so could you just quickly describe what that true band moment is?
I just think it's like it's this kind of collaborative effort that no one can fully expect. It's the kind of art that that surprises you each time, and I think the best art always surprises the artist. So it's kind of like we go in with this faith and trust that we're going to, like, hear each other out and throw ideas at each other. And when one of us gets kind of tired of holding the load, the other one just takes it off then. And it's just, like, kind of frantic exchange until something comes out, which we're all like, yeah, fuck, that's dope.
Bit of order from chaos.
Yeah, absolutely.
I saw you posted on Instagram today shouting out this interview and Radio 1. So thank you for that, man. But you also said that there was an album in the works.
Yeah, totally, man.
I'd love to talk about that. What are the ideas? What can we expect from that thematically, musically?
Great question, man, because I guess I'll start with the title of the album.
Yeah.
It's called Let's Talk About Death. And so, you know, if we're talking about themes, we're just talking about death, and we're more specifically talking about, I guess, the social conventions and cultural constructs around us just talking about death. So I think there's a few conversations within that, but let's just say it's about death. And it'll be out kind of near the end of September, and it's been a couple of years in the making. It's really been a slow brewing process, but I've got the masters back, pretty keen to press some vinyl. Got some art going, and September, I hope.
Cool, man. That's cool. So What direction do you think you're trying to take the album in? Do you think it's more of what you've done in the past, or is it a bit more experimental, a bit more conceptual?
I mean, I would say it's a bit of all of those things you just listed. if you sort of like browse through my discography a little bit, it's really a bit of everything, eh? Like, Do What You Need, the most recent track, is kind of like an indie pop rock thing, which I dig. But then, like, the release before that was this dystopian dance track that I'd written for an immersive theatre piece called This Room Is an Island. So, like, they're kind of like polar opposites. And then there's, yeah, I just think I'm constantly trying to like sabotage myself actually with each new release, just to sort of keep things interesting for myself.
Yeah.
But this album's kind of a bit of everything. I think it captures the Good Space flavor with a good healthy amount of the avant-garde as well as hooks and kind of songwriter sensibilities.
Yeah, that's cool. Any upcoming gigs that you want the listeners to know about? You playing anywhere?
Yeah. Well, I'm based in Tamaki Makaurau. Mm-hmm. So on the 24th of May, I'm playing at a book launch. And I've also contributed to this book. It's called Everything That Moves, Moves Through Something. And I'm not quite sure where that is yet, but it is on the 24th of May, and I will be playing a small set. So yeah, come along to that. It should be good vibes and dope people.
Cool. Do you have any final words you want to say to the listeners?
Final words? I don't know, man. Just well wishes, I guess.
Well wishes. Yeah.
Have a sweet one.
Happy Thursday. Right, thank you for coming in, man. Really appreciate it. Thank you, Jeff.
Big man, catch you up.
That was Jeff from Good Space. I'm just gonna get the new song up. Do What You Need. That's gonna be coming up next.
When I saw you the show, I didn't think you'd be so tall. I didn't think that much at all. Put on a show.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.